Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dr. Bass Claude Smith. This is Stairway to Heaven. This is the way radio should be heard. The way this music sounds, I feel like dancing. Get your dancing shoes on. We're going to rock the house.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith. Glad to be here. And I know some of y'all that we are still in the, had on the stay in law because of this virus. So, but we know, we're not going to let that stop here. We're going to do our thing today. And my subject is brought, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And we're going to open up with the Gospel Fire and God Can.
Might be going through ups and downs in your life, and it seems the trials seem to get the best of you. Tired of shedding tears, and you giving your all, and that's all that you can do. Nevertheless, the pain is still there, and it seems no one really cares. I want to let you know that God can.
And He will.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will. And the doctor turn away and shake his head. Seems like the more medicine you take, the worse your body's in pain. Never seen the sunshine for so much rain. But I'm here to let you know that God is still in the healing business. Oh, yes, He is. Just one touch of His healing hand.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, He will.
Yes,
He will.
All right.
If you believe that God,
oh,
God can,
then He will.
Oh, 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 oh. Yes, He will.
All
God can. My topic today, my subject today is called from Luke 18. I believe I correct me if I'm wrong. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such the kingdom of God. I would like to say this. May the Lord bless me and guide me and give me the strength to say these words. Today, in our world, there may be many that happen to our young, our babies, and maybe young and old. So much is going on with our youngsters and our young and the old people too, such as somewhere down in the southern part of west part of the United States, there's children that are in cages, and they really shouldn't be there, because they are from another culture and they're from another country. And then, you know, they done came a long way to get away from all the tyranny, the torture, and the killing. And some of these children and the mothers and fathers who escaped to save their lives from their lives because of the torment that they had to go through. Many of them have been threatened to have to do certain things, have to put their children up for selling drugs or anything that's not right in the world today. Then when they get here, they are separated from their families. And sometimes, and the mothers have to take a long walk, and they get them, and some of them are carrying a baby within there, and the child is born in the United States. And all of a sudden, they are pushed back, they are forced to go back to the own homeland and to leave their children here. But no family needs to be separated from their family. No family, child, mother, father, I don't care who it is. Families should always be together. And then there's times many are taken away from their family because they have to go back to the torturement, but they're leaving the children here. And when you got children that's lost and lonely, look, wonder where are our parents, or where are our ones, the older ones that take care of us? And sometimes it takes the way, and they just sitting there and holding. I feel like they've been kidnapped from, because they were born in the United States and they're American citizens. And the government won't let them go. You shouldn't. This shouldn't be. You should never separate a child from his mother. You should not separate a child from his father, or his family. Period, because that is a family together. God puts families together, and no man should have the right to come in and destroy that family. Now, when a family gets destroyed or gets taken away, you don't know, we don't know where that family member is going. We don't know if he's going to be somewhere working as a migrant worker. We don't know that he may be shipped back, but he had to leave his family behind. Even the mothers and the fathers, because their parents are not citizens of the United States, they'd be taking to show them that there is love. We have to show these kids that there's a lot of love, and that should be loved, because we just don't want them to grow up and say, hey, there is no love here. There is a lot of love here, a whole lot of love here, but we got to show them. We don't need cages to put these babies in because the cult of their culture. Why should they suffer and should be because you're not a part of this land? This land, my son and daughter got put away in prison for something that they didn't do. It's like a prison. It's really like a prison. And when you get somebody somewhere that they never did that wrong, it becomes like a punishment for being born. And it's not a punishment for being born. You was put down here to give you a job. God has a job for each and every one of you, and a job for all of us. The color of the skin, because that God has brought them here to be saved. But remember, when we came where we come from, these babies are innocent. They're very innocent. And when you get to the point where you're gonna take somebody that's innocent and put them somewhere for some because of who they are, they're not guilty. They are innocent. And sometimes when that happens, you just can't figure out why. Many of us, I'm going to say that many of us wonder why we are done wrong. Let me go back a little bit. Now, today, I'm going, as we go back to the seniors, the older people, they are God's children too. And they are the forgotten children as always. Many of them have sat in nursing homes, in which I'm a part of, work for, that they be sitting there and they're wondering about their families. And this, when this virus came out, they can't even get out. And they feel like they're in prison because of this virus. They feel like they can't go nowhere. I had some that wish they could go outside and they need to get that fresh air, but they always get turned around. That's a suffering. That's one of God's forgotten children. Another thing is that when it gets to the point where things don't go right, the children are the ones that suffer. They are the ones that suffer because something that's in the past that may you or someone else did, you want to take it out on them. And they suffer. They suffer because of your mistake. They suffer because somebody don't like them. Many of the children are being kidnapped and used for a profit. Many of them are being sold and used for a profit. Many of them have been taught how to rob, kill, and steal. They're babies, and their minds are not as grown as where ours are. And they're trying to teach them how to manipulate. I remember a few years ago, when I was in Cincinnati, this young man, one no more about 8 years old, and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I believe it was 12. But he and his brothers was taught how to be dope dealers. And their father had them out there selling drugs for them. And you know that young man could got himself killed because of what his father wanted him to do. This is a suffering. Some of them suffer because they don't have food to eat or clothing to put on their back. But they have, some way or another, they are being mistreated because if they have been told what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And when they are told that, then what can we do? We look and feel sorry for them. What you gonna do, see a child out there starving and being hungry and laugh at him because he doesn't have what you got? He got to think of what you, be grateful for what you got. Because that one child may not have the things that we have. And sometimes we have to forget about ourselves and go along and help others. There are many children around the world are starving. There are many children around the world are getting mistreated and forced to do things. Other countries, they are forced into prostitution. Some are forced into learn how to kill. Some are forced into how to fight in the army at 9 years old. And some are forced, the little kids, when these wars break out, they use these children, 9, 8, 7, 6-year-old kids wrapped around with bombs around their waist. And this is a suffering because some dictator or somebody here wants to take control over their mind. It is a mind thing, and it shouldn't be. We need to get out there and help them and show them, hey, this is right. This is not right. Excuse me. It's not right. And we need to show them that there is more love than you think of. No child should suffer for the things that are going on today. They are not of the victims. They are not the guilty ones, but they are considered victims. They consider are victims because of where they come from. Children should always be loved. You got young children out here reading because they do so much. From age on down, some are 2 years old. They don't even get to see the world because they're being beaten or killed. You got younger children with 8, 9, 10 playing with guns, don't know what the gun's all about, and play around, and all of a sudden it goes off, they shot themselves, or they kill one of their relatives. You got to understand that when this happens, the child is suffering. When he does something serious, a child suffers. When a child gets hungry, he suffers. When he doesn't have any clothes on his back, he suffers. Be right there. I'm going to hold it right there. Be right there.
The last and evil days, and I know our way is going to seem hard. Oh, yes. But remember, if God is with us, he's more than the whole world against us. So we've got to hold on,
hold on
a little while
a little
long.
Longer.
Hold on,
hold on
a little while.
A little while longer.
Everything
is going to
be
all right.
Church, there was a place called Egypt land. It was under Pharaoh's command, and he had my God's people in bondage there. Oh, yes, he did, church. When they would pray, they had to steal away. These are the words I know God's people would say. They would tell each other, we've got to hold on,
hold on
a little while
longer.
We've got to hold on,
hold on
just a little while
longer.
One day after a while, it was in my God's plan to send Moses down in the Egypt land. He said, Moses, go tell old Pharaoh, he better let my people go. When Moses was drawing nigh, I know he heard his sisters and brothers cry, but he told them to hold children out of bondage down to the banks of the Red Sea. Some of them was troubled in mind, cause Pharaoh's army was close behind.
Okay.
But Moses,
all right,
said,
that's a night, girl. So hold on
afraid
a little while longer. Getting back to what I was saying, suffering little children, I would like to say this, that if you enjoy the music, enjoy the conversation, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. And let me know how you feel about the program and how you love the music. Okay, getting back to this. Reason why I said that song, Hold On, we have to learn how to hold on. I remember during the time, or I should say, the time when Egypt kept the Jews in capture. And there were men, women, and going back to the thing, subject children. And all the slavery that they went through and all the things, the abuse and the beatings that they took, is because this one king wanted them to build him a tomb or some that he could be worshipers. And another reason why I say this is part of the seven children, something they all, Jews are have God's, these are God's children. These people, this Pharaoh took God's children and tried to make them or get them to celebrate their gods. He had the firstborn, I believe so, and had the firstborn killed that was the firstborn, but it backfired on him. I'm saying this because you don't take a child of God and you abuse him and take that child and make a slave or get him to do anything that you want him to do because you do not like him. Maybe because of the color of their skin or because of the way they talk or the way they look. But still, it's a suffering thing because you're talking about that child and you're putting words, harsh words about him to others. Even though our children go to school, they are bullies. And other children, somebody will spread a rumor about Tom, may spread a rumor about Sally. And they don't know it. And as they walk through the buildings, through the school, or wherever they are being ridiculed because someone has talked about them. And they don't know what it is. And then when they find out what it is, it hurts their feelings. It's another suffering. And then while you're making that child suffer because of his background or because the way he dressed, it hurts him more. But you got to remember this. You forgot where you come from. You must remember where you come from, how you got where you are. But you don't care how you don't care about them. You live there where you are. So you're going to make somebody else suffer because of what they don't have and you got. Children are being suffered and abused each and every day. They're being abused and suffered because of things that are happening in the world today. And sometimes when children suffer and people suffer, it's because some of us do not care. We got to learn to love each other. We got to stick this out together. Even though through this virus thing that's up now, we are all suffering. We are all God's children. And every time that some young ones had died because of this disease. But still I say, suffer the little children. But they should not be suffering because all of us are suffering. We have children out there in the streets are being hungry and suffering, laying on the ground. Mothers and father mothers has done everything to sell a child to get what they need. But how would you feel when to go to court and they take that child away from you and put it in a stranger's home? How would you feel? That child suffering because mama and daddy weren't there to protect them, to keep them from going. She just sit there and let them go. And is it because that you had suffered one time of the same thing, or you just don't care? You're going to let your child suffer because of the mistakes that you made and the mistakes that other people had made you do. You don't make nobody suffer for your mistakes. The best thing, you got to show love and learn and clean up your mistakes. A child is precious. A child is loving. It's a blessing from heaven. It should be loved, taught, and taken care of. It should be loved and showed the way of life. It should be loved to how to present itself towards others. Each child has a gift. And if you don't let them use that gift, or you try to force them not to use that gift, what you going to do? You cannot stop a child for a gift. God has ways for children to learn and have ways and give a job for all of them, not just us older folks, but there's a job for them too. And we got to learn how to let them learn, use their gift. You never deny a child the gift that he has. My grandson in Cincinnati and my granddaughters, they all have talents. And I would be ashamed of myself if I would stop them from doing what they're learning. They didn't have to go to school to get their talent. They learned God gives a child. I say God gives each child a talent to learn. Don't care what, it doesn't matter what it is. Be music, art, teaching, speaking, preaching, or whatever. That's a gift that God has blessed him with. And why should Jay suffer? Because why should you have the nerve to stop them from that talent? Because you didn't get it. You can't stop that. Let them go ahead on. Let them learn everything that they need. Let them learn everything that they got. Because children do suffer, and they shall not suffer. For the kingdom of God is waiting for them. And they must learn the way God, you must teach them God's ways and not the enemy's way. because Annie will have you doing things for them. I'll be right back. Out of Chicago, reason why the Pilgrim Jubilee. How many of y'all remember Bobby Taylor of the Pilgrim, lead guitar player for the Pilgrim Jubilee? Well, he's gone home, he's passed on, so he's no longer. Only one left, two of them left, and I believe that's Cleve was still living, and they're still going strong. Now, getting back to my topic, and like I said, a few. Enjoy the music and enjoy with the sermon, the lessons that you're learning. Give us a call, 1-877-932-9766. And I like to say this, that next time, well, my wife will be here and her friends will be here next time. The ladies in the community, they'll be here. They've taken off for a while, so they'll be back next time. So I'm just sitting in for them and doing my part. So they will be back. But before we go off air, TV and everything, I'd like to say this. Remember, for those who are watching, remember that you got children too. And remember that you were always, they will always be loved. It's your future. Remember this. Before I leave, for you doing there, remember the mind is nothing but a garden, but you put in it grows, and don't grow no evil thoughts in the children. Mine. And for those on YouTube, hey, see you next time and take it on.
But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highways, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself, then I had a talk with Dr. Jesus. I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th. into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But tonight I can say thank God. I can go anywhere. I can sit down to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while my man at hospital, my body was wrecked. We'll just look up toward heaven and utter these words.
You know, the form.
Touch. Touch me, Lord Jesus.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Back to Stairway to Heaven. This is your host, Dr. Bassclaw Smith. And I don't have any guests today, so we're gonna do it the hard I'm doing it the hard way. And my subject is suffer the little children. As I said before, they are innocent and they are innocent children. I wanna say this right quick. Always some of them have been kidnapped. Out west, there are camps where our children have been taken from their parents. These parents are not citizens of this country, but they will be taken away to show them that love is here. There is love. And we don't need cages to put these babies in. Reason why, I'm gonna stop right there and say a few things. Reason why they don't need to be put in cages is because of they are innocent. It makes them feel, it's not like in prison. If you ever think you do something wrong, somebody asks you, what did I do wrong or what did I do to deserve this? Remember how they accused Christ of certain things, crucify him, and he was innocent. But the reason why that he was being abused because of what he knew and what he was teaching. And when you take babies and put them in a cage for not knowing what they did, then you are as guilty as them. Your hands as dirty as it is. Don't blame it on, I'm gonna say this, don't blame it on everything else out there. You are at fault. To take an innocent child that comes from another land and put him in a cage like an animal. And I almost understand going in the cages, but these are human beings. These are little babies that are put in the cage. And why should they suffer? And should be because you're not of this land. Well, I'll tell you, my brother, this land welcomes many far and beyond. This will be a land of love, as they say. Bring us your offerings and your fears and learn to be free. We're not of this land because as I go back towards our ancestors and farther than that, they came from another country and were mistreated. People from Europe came from Europe over here because of their mistreatment, because some of them weren't allowed to study their own beliefs. Another thing is, my son and daughter, sometimes, if you think of that, if it's just your son and daughter, be put in prison for something they didn't do because of the way they look. And it's because you don't like when you're going to put them in the cage because the way they look, you don't look no better than they are. You're not a king, you're not a prince, you're not a god, and you're not a supreme being, as they would say. Sometimes stuff like this takes to learn something. Where's your feelings for these people? You don't have no feelings for nobody but yourself. God had brought them here to be saved, as I said before. I'm going to say this again. God had brought them to be saved from their aggression. Are they suffering? Even though when the Indians were here, this is their country, and they were taken, their land was taken, they were abused and ran off their land because they wanted the minerals and the riches that this country had, and it was taken away. Many times as you see things like this, you wonder why. Even though movies or films or newscasts of children in other countries, and you see how they are treated, how they walk around hungry from disease and sickness and dirty water, and the food is not that great, but that's all they live on. That's another suffering. Another suffering is that when there are tribes and different cultures in each land, each country, that sacrifice children to certain things our babies certain things. It could be where a baby does not have the right, does not have the way his dad looked or his mother looked, because he, and they think something wrong. So they're going to sacrifice them. Yes, Hollywood sometimes shows the cultures and the misleads of children. And you still got people today doing the same old thing, mistreating children and taking their cultures. And some of the culture has moved here in this land because they want to figure out, want it to be, but this is the way it is. There are certain religions here, and that has the time where 12, 13-year-old girls are forced to be married to older men. And there's certain religions here that young male men are forced to marry young girls. Sometimes there are certain things that a child don't know what he gets into, but he is forced. And you got so-called false prophets that teaches these things, and they take things and put into their own use and use it the way that they want to use it. They take part of the Bible and use it for their own beliefs and twist things around to their magnitude or to their way. That's how it goes. Many of us don't understand that we're all God's children. We all are all suffer. And when we suffer, that means that we suffer badly. Now, we are suffering now because of this terrible, horrible demon that's taken over the world, and it's causing chaos and panic. A child that's young, I don't know, I can't remember the age, but that was the youngest baby that died of this demon killed, and he's trying to take over the world. Children are loved and are to be loved. Children are to be cared for, are to be looked at and taught things that we should teach them. And they look up to us to be like a role model. And we don't have if we can't children type of person be a role model towards them, then what? You're gonna let somebody from the outside world teach them, or you're gonna let the devil have them? You know, the devil has many disciples and many followers. And the weakest thing in this world is our babies. The weakest plant, weakest person is our babies, our minds. And the weakest thing, when he finds something weak that he can get a hold of, he is going to use that weakness to his own advantage. Even though they are being abused, as is one of his best weapons that can be used on an innocent child. When they are being abused, there are many ways that they're being abused, but I'm not going to say, but you know what I'm talking about, how they be abused. And many of them are abused. And another thing is when they're being abused and being tortured, they go out and hurt somebody else. Or they say, this is what my mom and dad do. Or this is how I was taught to hurt you. And they think that it's something, they think it's a toy and they think it's funny. Well, it's not a toy and it's not funny. Because when you hurt another child, it stays with him for the rest of his life. It could be his best friend. And sometimes there's children that are taught to kill their own mother and father, and children that are taught to kill family members. And because of that, because Satan has his own cult, and he will tell your son and your son and daughter get in this cult, he will tell them that this is what you're supposed to do. If you want to be here, there's things you got to do to stay here. There's things you got to do this and you got to do that. Do not pay no attention to what they say, because it's not It's not the way it's supposed to be. You do it this way. And then when you try to pull them from this enemy, their mind so badly brainwashed, they turn against you. Some of the children are suffering because the parents do so much from babying them and spoil them and tell them that I'll give them anything they want. But when they leave that home and they can't have their way, they go into tantrum and act like a crying child or a kid because they were spoiled to get everything they want. And when they don't get everything they want, they do things and they wind up behind bars. And I'm not saying because of what they were, I'm not saying because they was brought up to do that. They was taught their way to do things behind bars. But as I go back and look around and I see children every day and I see them walk, I heard them, they talk back to their parents, they talk back to grown-ups, and they tell a grown-up, you don't know what you're talking about. I know more than you. But you must remember, young man, who brought you in this world. And sometimes you hear the parents say, child, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. And when you said, you got to think, when a parent said that, that child must have took that parent through something. Because he listened to his so-called friends and his so-called buddies. But still, that's another suffering. We have to try to turn this around. And we got to guide our children the way they should be guided. We got to turn it around and show them, let them know that, hey, God still loves them. And God still loves you. For without you and without them, they'll never learn anything from the world. We just can't go around telling kids, that's right, you're doing the right thing. You can't tell them that. You got to show them that you love them. You got to show them what's wrong. You got to take them places. Show them, hey, this ain't right. And you see how things will come out. Now the law, there's a law that you cannot chastise your child. Well, this is how this happens. When they tell you you can't chastise a child, you give that child a right to do what he want to do. And when you can't chastise your own child, then that means that he's over you and he could tell you what to do. Then what you going to do when you spank him? You're the one wind up behind the bars. And when you look behind the bars and a child is taken away, who suffer? They do. You suffering because you did the right thing, but they're suffering because they didn't listen to you. They suffer more than we do. Only reason why we suffer is because we do wrong and we put ourselves there. But when you didn't put yourself there and this law says that child can't touch them, then that way you have to suffer because of that chastisement because you try to steer them the right way. And if you can't, and a child won't want, if you can't steer that child the right way, then therefore that child is going to leave, he's going to walk around, brag about it. And look what I did to my people. They in jail because they hit me. This law that they got for now, that you cannot just straighten your child out, baby or child out, is not right. And anytime you can't touch your child and chastise them the right way, that society got a hold of him. Because society is going to teach him their way, not the way we know. A friend of mine told me a few years ago that we are the last respectful generation, and which he told the truth. We are. There's some children, that there's some good, there's some bad. I'm not going to say all of them are bad, and I'm not going to say all of them are do things that I just mentioned, but there's some good children that have respect. But the ones that don't have respect is because they didn't listen. And they'll walk around with somebody telling them when to get up, when to go to sleep, and what time to be in. And then they're, and then when they get in that situation, somebody is always over them tell them when to leave and when not to leave, where to go and where not to go. And we got to learn that you cannot leave your child. They got to learn that they got to get on themselves and make decisions on them for their own. But when you cannot let somebody tell you what to do and when to do it, you have to, teach them how to decide for themselves. But I see all of them suffer, a lot of them suffer, and a whole lot of them don't take the chance to learn anything because they're suffering from a lack of love, a lack of needs, and a lack of understanding. Because understanding is more important and love is more important than anything out there in the world. We, as parents and little people, we have to sacrifice things ourselves to keep the child intact and keep it in a safe and loving manner. Because if we don't, anybody out there can tell them, hey, we're going to show you how to do it. And when your child learns what he shouldn't be learning, he comes home and he tells him something, he gets mad. What do you do? Go upstairs and come back with something, with a weapon that you don't need. Okay.
I dream that I went home to live with Jesus. Can I get a witness? And when I got back, one of the first faces that I saw was Mama's face.
That was some Captain's Red Hello Mother, and it looked like, getting back to what I was saying before I could run out, is that show love for your children. Don't let them suffer. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to go to church and show them the right way to go. Because if you don't, someone else will. Give them the love that they need and give them the love that they should have. Because you know, we got too many strangers out here. And I also like to say, for the families and the children, all God loves all his children. He loves us all. And and that way, he will show love. Then one more thing, I'd like to say, don't let this virus take control of your life. We can all defeat it, and we can all hang together and stay and take it with us. Keep your trust in God's hand and show him, let him take control of this, because this virus is not going to be around too long. Another thing, this virus is, it may be the killer, but God has more power than this virus has. Well, we need to stop panicking and being scared and try to hold our heads up and look up into the hills, because the victory is coming. And the enemy does not have a chance. He's just here for a little while. But sooner or later, he will be gone. Sooner or later, he will be destroyed. And sooner or later, there won't be no more of him. But we got to get prayed up. This is just a test to see how long that we can hold out. This is just a test to see how much of this enemy can do to, see how much he can do to us. And sometimes he can't do to us what he wants. Don't let the enemy, let this enemy take over you. Don't let him try to take over you. But anyway, so far. So let's keep yourselves in God's hand. Next time, I also like to say this, next time with heaven will be the women of the community, and hopefully that they got something, I don't know what they got, but this must be a powerful message that they're going to bring to you. Remember this. Reverend Jones, if you're listening, I'd like to thank you for listening, and I hope that what I said can encourage somebody out there at our church or somewhere out here. And for all those, I'm going to shout out to Summer Trace Nursing Home, to all our patients, all the resident patients there, and to my very two good friends, Mama Hayes and Mama Blackwell. I hope y'all too listening and enjoy yourself. This is Dr. Bates. Time is getting short, and time is getting short. But like I say, remember this: whatever on your mind, thank God first. But remember, the mind is nothing but a garbage. What you put in it grows. And don't put no evil thoughts in your mind. If you got a smile, you see somebody that don't have a smile, give them your smile. We're going to sign off with Tim Wilson. Oh, Lord, I done what you told me to do.